Hey, I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord. I'm thankful for, I got to move all this stuff out of my way or I'll be on my face, y'all. Y'all just forgive me. I like to move around a little bit. And we don't want to tear up his microphones, amen? They're good ones. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be around God's people. I tell you what, I've enjoyed every day thus far. I guess this is day three, and I'm thankful for what God's done thus far. And I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but I love the singing here at Cornerstone Baptist Church. People that sing out. It reminds me of Brother Dennis Celestine back here. I believe whenever he has a service, brother, he sings out. He sings out with everything that he's got, and I think that's the way we ought to do. We ought to sing praises unto the Lord. And I tell you, it's just been good to be around folks singing out for their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it helps whenever the preaching time comes up, whenever there's already a good spirit in the house of God. And I tell you what, I've enjoyed it since Sunday morning. Everything about it, there is a sweet spirit in this place, and I thank the Lord for it. Amen. There is a sweet thought and kindred in this place where people's not stabbing one another, amen, and let God have her way, then you can worship God in spirit and in truth. And I like that. That's the way God tells us to worship him in spirit and truth. But I want to preach tonight with the Lord's help just a little bit on how I know we're living in the last days. Would you agree with me, church, that we're living in the last days? I believe that Jesus could step out on that cloud at any time and rapture the church out of here. You say, brother, that rapture's not in the King James Bible, but I tell you what the picture is, amen. Hey, he's going to come and get his church one day. Am I loud enough? Do I need to turn it up some? Bless God. Oh, I was getting that look again. I was like, man, they can't hear me or something. But anyway, over here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, and we'll start reading there, and down to verse 5 or 6, 7, somewhere in there. It's all good, bless God, amen? You can turn anywhere you want and get anything good that you won't get tonight. I promise you that. The Word of God's that way. And I tell you what, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, it says this, "Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of what? Their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Boy, ain't we seeing that in every facet of our generation, every facet of our society today, we're seeing those things take place. Not only that, but look, watch what it says here, without natural affections, boy. We're going to harp on that just a little bit in a minute. And without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. We see that today. Well, they can't stand the church today. They don't want nothing to do with the church. They want everything they can to stomp it out, to maul it out. But I tell you what, it's not going to happen. Amen. The church is going out of here one day, and it's going to be with Jesus Christ, and I'm looking forward to that day. I'm anxiously awaiting that day. But he says, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Boy, there you go. Well, let's finish it up. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. I believe God gives us a explicit plan right there of things that he don't like. Amen. I believe that sin is something that we need to cut out of our life as Christians today. And I tell you, there's a lot of folks that says, hey, don't harp on me about my sins. You know what? Heady and high-minded and pride is a sin. Amen. And I tell you what, there's a lot of men guilty of that today. And you know what? I used to say that all the time. But you know what? There's a lot of women that's guilty of that today. They got more pride than men. And I'm going to tell you what, God don't like those things. That he classifies them as sin, and he don't like sin. He can't look upon sin. But I tell you what, I want to preach 4 points here today and with the Lord's help. And the first one is sin is rampant. I'll tell you what, every time we turn around, that's the reason why I know Jesus is coming soon. He's coming to get to church, folks. I'm looking forward. We're going to read over there in Thessalonians in a minute about him coming. And whenever he steps out on that cloud. We're going to read that, and I'm not going to paraphrase it for you, but I'm going to tell you what, until then, we know that he's coming because sin is rampant in our society. Every time you turn around, look around you today. Hey, there's homosexuals being married. They think it's cool. Hey, before, you say, well, they had them before. It ain't just something new. But bless God, they stayed in the closet. They didn't come out and get married and doing the things that they're doing today. Hey, I tell you what, it's wrong. It's an abomination unto God. Now, I tell you what, sin is running rampant in America today, and it's destroying America, brother. Our kids think it's all right to live that way and to do those things. It's not all right. God don't like sin. He can't look upon it. Man, I tell you what, they thought it was good when Obama passed the law. Oh, we can go get married. But what they failed to realize, that he's a Muslim. And bless God, a Muslim, I'm going to tell you what, they'll give me and you a chance as a Christian. They'll say, will you convert to Islam? Will you do that? And if you don't, they'll chop your head off. But I'm going to tell you what, all them ones that's got their name signed on that dotted line where a man's laying with a man and a woman's laying with a woman, they're going to go to their house. They ain't going to ask them nothing. They're going to chop their heads off or shoot them, and they're done with them. He wasn't no dummy when he done that. He's a stinking Muslim. And I love them. I think they need Jesus Christ. But in the state that they're in, they just soon kill me. They can't stand me. God hates everything that's wrong and sin. Sin is running rampant in our society. Not only that, would you have ever thought in the United States of America, brother? I mean, you're probably close to the same age. You might be a little bit older than me. Praise God. Would you ever thought in the United States of America that we would see what we're seeing today? Where these people, transvestites, wanting to go in and then passing a law legalizing that a man can walk in the bathroom with my 17-year-old daughter right down there. Bless God, he better hope that I ain't around because the gun's coming out. My gun's in the truck out there, bless God. Hey, I tell you what, if I'd asked the preacher, I'd have it with me right now. But I got to have his permission to have it. You know what? That's wrong. Brother, I'm going to tell you what. There ain't no man going to walk in the bathroom with my wife. There ain't no man going to walk in the bathroom with my daughters. Not me standing around. I'll tell you what, all he done was sign the law in effect to put good people, because they can't stand us, brother. They can't stand a Christian, to put good people in jail. That's all he done. And who would ever, and you people say, well, we're worried about drugs and alcohol and all that stuff. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, and I am worried about all those things. And they are wrong. I don't want to not preach against them. But that ain't our biggest worries in our world today. I tell you what, there's a lot bigger things that we need to worry about. And that's the reason why I know that sin is running rampant in our society. That's what he said right there, perilous times shall come. And I'm going to tell you what is the first thing he laid out there? All the sins and the sin natures of human being. And it's always been that way, but I'm telling you again, I'll say it again. Hey, it ain't been out in the open like it is. Hey, I'll tell you what, there was a time, brother, whenever somebody got confronted with their wrong, that they showed true remorse. They showed true repentance from it. They turned away from those things. It ain't like that now. Our kids today will stand up and cuss you out as walking down the streets. Let me tell you what, it's like some third world country. It ought not be like that right here in America. I'm going to tell you what, we ought to have people that has respect for their elders. Amen. I tell you what, I got respect for my elder. You may not be that much older than me, but you my elder, and I'm going to respect you. Hey, no matter what you say, I'm not going to back talk. I'm not going to sass you. I'm not going to back talk. Boy, I remember a time when I ride back taught my daddy, he'd wrap every tooth in my head out of my head. Man, I'll tell you what, they'd be gone. He slid my brother up against the wall about 7 feet away. He backhanded him so hard for talking back to him. Well, we do that today, and we'll take somebody to jail. And then we wonder why. The problem, brother, is our homes. It ain't our schools. It ain't what's going on out here. It's our homes ain't doing what we're supposed to do. We're not raising our kids. And it's a sin. Everybody says, well, spare the rod, spoil the child. How many's heard that one? Bible don't say that. Bible never has said that. Bible says, spare the rod, hate your child. Big difference between spoiling and hating. I tell you what, I don't believe we ought to spare the rod. I believe when a kid does wrong, you ought to correct him. I believe he ought to be made to do right. I believe he ought to be made to come to church. Like I said before, I've been a drug addict all my life. I was drugged to church every time the doors was open. My mama made sure I went to church, and I needed every bit of it. Amen. Truth be known, our kids today need every bit of it. They need to come into the house of God. They need to get something and learn a little bit of respect towards somebody. Amen. That's what our society's missing. Sin is running rapid. That's the reason why I know Jesus is coming soon. Hey, I'll tell you what, I know that perilous times are here. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Hey, they're here. No doubt about it. But not only that, we're seeing not only the sin is rapid, but the scripture is removed. I'm going to tell you what, you probably know more about this than I do, brother. Back in 1898, they started corrupting the Bibles. I tried, brother. I think it was back in 1898 is whenever they started working on these corrupt versions of the Bible. They started trying to remove the scripture. It started back then. They fulfilled it even so today. I'm going to tell you what, it's nothing like what's going on today. They think that it's all right to live how you want to live, do what you want to live. You know the reason why they're like that? And you know the reason why there's a society like that today is because they don't have the scripture in their hand. They're not reading from that old King James Bible. They're not reading that God hates sin. They're not reading what's right and wrong. Let me tell you something. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You need to stop doing it whenever the Holy Ghost of God convicts you of it. But you know what? It ain't just us that's doing that. It's the older crowd. Hey, they turned away from the Scripture. Hey, there's a lot of the older folks that's turned away from the Scripture. My dad's one of them. I love him to death. But he says there ain't nothing wrong with none of these other versions. Let me tell you something. There's something wrong with it if it takes away from the virgin birth. There's something wrong with it if it takes away from the deity of Jesus Christ. There's something wrong with that book. I'm here to tell you that tonight. Bless God, it's corrupt. It's corrupted our society around us because they're not hearing the truth. We need the truth of God's word. Proclaim. Hey, the word preach means proclaim with a loud voice. Am I loud enough for you tonight? It's what God says. It says preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Hey, I'll tell you what, we ought to preach the word. Preachers, you in here tonight, preach the word. Hey, preach it simple, preach it plain, that people can understand it. Hey, God hates sin. God hates that his word's being removed. We don't need the word removed, we need it put in. We need to make sure that everybody has a copy of the King James Bible. That's the reason why I thank God that we got a printing ministry at our church. Brother Richard printing gospel tracts. Hey, he don't put nothing out unless they got King James scripture in them. Hey, not only that, we got Brother Douthit and others that's printing the Gospel of John and Romans. Guess what? They're all King James. And right stuff going out into another land. I think it's important. Hey, I'll tell you what. You say, well, Billy, you know Jesus is coming soon. That's what you're talking about. Yes, I know that. But I want to be found faithful whenever he comes. I want to be doing the work of evangelists when he comes. I want to touch other lives when he comes. Hey, he's not willing that any should perish. Hey, bless God, why should you and I be willing that any perish? I tell you what, we ought to set in our hearts tonight. Hey, we're going to make a difference in these last days, in these perilous times. We're going to make a difference no matter what. Set it in your heart, church. Amen. My church is here. They've heard this before. My church is here. But I'm telling you, your church, brother, set it in your heart that you're going to make a difference in your community, that you're going to impact. Well, I'm going to tell you what, it blessed my heart good to hear that choir director up here. I don't even know your name, but bless God, just praising him and honoring and glorifying him. Boy, that done something good for me. I don't know about you. It lit my wood just a little bit. It made me want to get up here and preach just a little bit. It made me just about want to run down the aisle and say glory to God. He's worthy. He's worthy. Man, I love him. But I'm telling you what, God sure is good. And we're seeing, we know it's perilous times. We know we're living in the last days because the sin is rampant. Not only that, the scripture is removed. Bless God. Guess what else is going on? The saints are retreating. I'm going to tell you what, it's not time to give up, folks. This older crowd that we see that's kind of run to church and they brought it to this next generation. Hey, they kind of just getting back in. And they say, well, I don't really care no more. I'm tired of fighting. Let me tell you something. It's not time to quit. It's not time for you to retreat. It's not time for you to go to the hole. Hey, these other kids in here and these other young adults in here, they need to see a good role model. They need to see you on fire for God. Hey, even though you might not may not be able to run up and down the road, but they can see you faithful to the altar. They can see you get down there and pray and lift up them that they might go out and impact this community. Hey, they need you, Brother Billy Boatwright. They need all of us. They need good role models. It's not time to run off and retreat. It's time to stand in the fight. It's time for you to do what you've been doing and just keep on. You might not be able to do it as fast and you might not be able to do it as hard, but bless God, you can still do it. Hey, I, man, right, John, I've been picking up kids ever since I can remember. And I'm going to tell you what, I pray for you. I still pray for you. I don't see you and talk to you like I used to, but I still pray for him that he keeps on the fire line. Hey, keep picking up. What is that, $1, $2, $5? And I'm going to tell you what, he'll pack a bus slap out for the glory of God. Amen. Heck yeah. He sure will. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's not time for the saints retreat. We're seeing it in every facet. I tell you what, we see them in our church houses all across this land. I've not had the privilege of going to a lot of them, like a lot of preachers as old as I am or older. I hadn't been into a lot of them, but the ones I have been in, the older folks are just sitting around. They can't believe what's going on. They just say, well, we can't make a difference anymore. Bless God, you can make a difference. I'm here to tell you, you have the power of God. You have a form of godliness. Don't deny the power thereof. You get on fire for him. Make a difference. Don't give up. He's a generation that needs you. Even these ones that's accepted Jesus Christ is still babes in Christ. They ain't got off the sincere milk yet. Hey, they ain't got on the meat yet. They need to see that you're faithful. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Not only that, I tell you what, I'll read this, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. This is the reason why I believe a lot of our older folks are giving up and they're giving out on us. For there shall raise up false Christ. We're seeing it every day. Hey, there's the spirit of the Antichrist even in the church today. Not only that, he says, and false prophets. Boy, we're seeing a lot of false prophets today. I'm telling you what, I see them every time I turn around. They just want to destroy the church over there close to me. He was a false prophet. He wasn't nothing more than a money mooching. Never mind, I better not say all that. I'm going to tell you what, he wasn't out for God. He wasn't nothing about God. He didn't have a love for God. Hey, you don't take something that God's built up over 40 years and destroy it in 6 months. You don't do that. That's a false prophet. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ain't no way I ever stand before God. Even that track ministry that we have right there right now, that I would be a part of having it shut down for 1 minute. I wouldn't stand for God. You call me a false prophet, Brother Richard, if I stand for that thing being shut down for 1 minute. That's how much I believe God's in it. God's word's true and every man's a liar. And I'm going to tell you what, I believe getting God's word out is important. Amen. But anyway, he says, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, even so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive, listen to this, they shall deceive even the very elect. I'm going to tell you what, I see a lot of our older folks, they're being deceived by these false prophets, and that's why they're getting falling by the wayside. They're not wanting to do what they used to do, is because they say there ain't no sense. Hey, I'm telling you what, there is a sense. I need you. This preacher needs you. This crowd needs you. The church up the road needs you. The church down the road needs you. We need you. Don't give up. We all can be deceived. God knows everything. I don't. Hey, might even be one slip in me. That's the reason why I pray every day, and I thank God I have a church praying for me. Boy, I'll be aware of them wolves trying to wear sheep clothing. And you better be behind your pastor, because there'll be those wolves wearing sheep clothing trying to slip in here, and then next thing you know, there's a division, and next thing you know, there's a split. Hey, I don't want that. And I'm going to tell you what, the man of God's got to stand up and tell them whenever they're right. Whenever they're right, they're right. When they're wrong, they're wrong. And if they're wrong, if you ain't going to change, get out. My pastor done it one time. Yes, sir. Man come in there saying he wanted to join the choir and hadn't even joined the church. Huh? He went out there and talked to him just a little bit. And next thing I know, that man left. He'd never come back. You know why? It's because he was a wolf wearing sheep clothing. He wasn't out for nothing but coming in and destroying the choir, destroying the church, trying to get into some woman's pants. Didn't take him long to figure that one out, brother. He said, whoop! It's time for you to roll, brother. Hey, that's what God puts the under shepherd in here for. To discern those things. To protect the sheep. They're not his, they're God's. But he put them here to protect them. Amen. That's the reason why we're seeing our saints retreating a lot of times. Not only the sin is rampant, the scriptures removed, and the saints are retreating, but the Savior's rejected. All these things that we're seeing in this day and hour in which we live, all the sin that we're seeing, all the scripture being removed, all the saints retreating, it's causing one thing to happen, that people are not coming to Jesus Christ. Hey, there's folks rejecting Jesus Christ because they're not seeing Jesus in the church. I say it's high time that people see Jesus in the church. Amen. You are the church. You as an individual are the church. If you're saved, you're redeemed, you're blood bought, you're born again, you are the church. It's time people see Jesus. Boy, I will tell you what, it's of the utmost importance that folks see Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's not time for us to run away, kowtow. Hey, bend around, beat around the bush. Just preach it straight. Tell the truth that the Savior. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I know that's the reason why Jesus is coming. Because there's a lot of folks rejecting the Savior. They say they ain't no God. I've been on these websites, brother. I tell you what, there ain't nothing wrong with people that does it. I just don't like the internet. It's a good information thing. And it's a good, some good things that happen there. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of bad that happens there. I tell you, it never failed. It seemed like whenever I'd have post something, a video of me preaching and preaching hard, preaching truth, and lo and behold, somebody would pull it up and they'd say, well, right beside it was some porn show. You know what? I'd hate to think that one of my kids in the church would go to click on me and click on that by mistake and see that bunch of junk. That's the reason why I'm not for it. But I tell you what, there's a website on there that's blaspheme.com. We got kids your age, and hey, some of your ages over here that's blaspheming the existence of the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, I'm telling you what, they're rejecting Christ. They don't even realize it. Damning himself to it. Boy, if he'd step out on that cloud and they've heard the gospel message, they know what sin is. They need a Savior, amen. It's important that they realize that. People say, well, how old is the age of accountability? Let me tell you something. I might be wrong, but I tell you what, Adam and Eve in the garden, whenever they realized that they were naked, what was the first thing they done? They went and got something and covered theirself up. I believe whenever a kid gets to where it won't run up and down the road and butt naked, I believe whenever it realizes it needs to have some clothes on, it knows what sin is. And it's in need of a Savior. Don't need to reject them no more. Need to turn them to them. Hey, you say, well, you preach a rock, I'm saying, I'll never have him back. He's too plain. I believe in telling the truth. Bless God. If we don't give it to them here, the world will give it to them. Their schoolmates will give it to them. They'll tell them everything but what they need to be hearing. Let me tell you something. If they're old enough to know what sin is, they're old enough to know right from wrong, they're in need of Jesus. They need to turn to Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. It's time to get saved. They need to hear the truth. Not only is the sin rampant, the scriptures removed, the Savior's rejected, and the saints are retreating, but I'm going to tell you what, I know all those things that I just went over. Jesus is coming soon because we're seeing them played out right there. I don't know what a generation is. Anybody know? I've heard it's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years. I don't care, but I'm going to tell you what, we're living in a time whenever everybody used to say, well, Bible prophecy hadn't been fulfilled yet. Jesus is not coming back. Let me tell you something. Bible prophecy has been fulfilled. Jesus could come back at any moment. He could step out on that cloud. Bless God. Hey, there's nothing holding him back except the sweet God of the sovereign God of this universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth, waiting for him to say, go get my bride. Go get the church, son. Hey, there ain't nothing holding him back but that right there. And I want to read that passage of scripture to you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15. It says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Hey, I'm thankful for that right there. But listen in verse 16. For the Lord himself, listen, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He's going to descend from heaven. God, Jesus Christ himself, going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then, what does it say? Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with him in the clouds. Let me tell you something. People say, well, the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and then we're alive and remain, we're going to go up after that. Let me tell you something. That ain't what the Bible says. Whenever he steps out on that cloud and his voice is a loud trump sounds, it says the dead in Christ shall rise, and then those that are alive and remain, us standing here on earth, it can happen right now. We'll see the graves loose, and I don't think we'll have time to look around very much, because it's going to happen real, real fast, and then we're going to all be called up together to meet him in the air. That's what the Bible says. It ain't one going up this, hey, I'll tell you what, and who really cares? I don't really care. All I care about is I know I'm going up. Amen. Because I know in whom I believe. Amen. Boy, God sure is good. I'll tell you what, if you don't know that, but then what does he say right here? He says, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever, listen, so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's what the good holy book says. That's what God's word says. We're going to forever be with God. Boy, what a day that'll be. When my Jesus I shall see. Whoa, when I get to look upon his face. I believe you're right, Brother Ronnie. I believe I'll be down on my face a lot before I get to look at him. Amen. Just to thank him for his goodness. Boy, God sure is good to me here. But boy, I think about going to meet him one day and get to see him face to face. Boy, I'll tell you what, it makes joy way down deep in the heart. And what does he say in verse 18? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I believe we ought to take and read this every time we come into the church house. Remember what God's going to do for us. Remember that he's going to take us home one day. Hey, I don't got to worry about all that's going on down here. I just need to do what God's told me to do. I need to do what God told me to do while I'm here, because one day I'm going home to live with him forever. Boy, what a day that'll be. It's hot in here. But God sure is good. Jesus is good. He loves you. Let me tell you something. He made every provision that you need. If you're sitting in here tonight, none done without Jesus Christ, and you, hey, you didn't have no comfort in those words that I just read to you about going to see him, let me tell you something. More than likely, you're not saved. More than likely, you're not saved. Let me tell you something. He said, comfort one. I can't comfort the lost with that word because they don't know what it's about. But I can comfort you with it, brother. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I can comfort those ones with the testimony that they know Jesus Christ. That word, the word of God will bring comfort and peace. It's the only one that can speak sweet peace to you, bless God. But I'm going to tell you what. If you're in here today, brother, come on. You play that piano well. Come on. Hey, man. You in here today? And you don't know about this thing that I've talked about. I know that Jesus is coming soon. I know that the perilous times are here. Just as we read over there in the book of 2 Timothy. Hey, I know that we're living in the last days because of all these things that's taking place. But I'm going to tell you what. I thank God my sins are under the blood. My sins are, hey, I am bought. I'm paid for. I'm God's prized possession. Amen. And if you're saved, you are too. Let me tell you something. If you're not saved, if you don't know it, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. You might not get to go out the side this door. Hey, I'll tell you what, a car could run or a semi could come through there at 60 mile an hour and kill everybody sitting in here. And you'd miss out on a chance to go to heaven because you want to be tight knuckled to the back of the pew. Everybody stand with your head bowed and eyes closed, please.